This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. With the unofficial start of summer on Memorial Day, one thing you might consider doing this season is taking in a game or some kind of sporting event. But the opportunities to do so in Birmingham, certainly on the major league level, are limited. Those involved in the sports industry say a key part of changing that is facilities. And naturally, that brings up the discussion of the elusive Dome Stadium. We dive back into that discussion in this week's Magic City Marketplace. So joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Birmingham has debated a stadium of some sort for decades. And just at this moment, where is that debate set?
Last year, the BJCC got an updated master plan from Populous, a Kansas City architecture firm, that included an open-air stadium that would seat probably between 45 and 55,000 people. Cost, I believe, about $175 million. After that proposal, which is still kind of a proposal at this point, it's not a project that's moving forward, although there are efforts going on to kind of figure out the financing for it. So if and when it does become a reality, that can move forward. But along with that, there's still somewhat of a debate in town about what should Birmingham build. Should they build the open-air stadium? Some people, including the Birmingham City Council, or at various points in time, the mayor said, you know, maybe we should look at building an enclosed facility that could be used more days of the year. So that's still a debate that lingers out there, although aside from the city leadership, most of the other folks we spoke with in town seem to believe that an open-air stadium is probably the best solution. An open-air stadium combined with upgrading the existing facilities of the BJCC, including the Legacy Arena as well. They seem to think that's the best answer for Birmingham.
So what are the considerations with that decision of going with something enclosed versus something that's an open-air stadium?
Well, the biggest one for Birmingham is probably cost. And that's what we've heard from industry sources locally is the cost is just so wide between building an enclosed facility versus an open-air. An open-air facility would get you a new facility at a lower cost than an enclosed one. Once you're trying to go to a dome of some sort, the costs just increase exponentially. So I think that's the biggest concern. You're looking at a much larger debt service with the dome. And the experts we spoke with around the nation said Birmingham should really tread carefully as they kind of weigh this. You have to really closely measure the risk and reward. I mean, yes, an enclosed facility would be able to use more days of the year, but an expert I spoke with said not all cities can attract the number of events they need. Whereas, yes, an open-air facility, it would only be used for certain things. It can only be used certain times of the year, more than likely, mostly during football season. But they said that the debt burden would be so much lower for that. So that's one of the main considerations.
As you said, this is still just a proposal at this point. What would have to happen for that stadium to happen, be it enclosed, be it an open-air?
Yeah, I mean, for all indications, what's happening right now is just trying to get the financing pieces together. Who's going to pay for it? And that's still a question that remains to be answered. Mayor Bell told us earlier this year it's definitely going to have to be some type of public-private partnership. I know the court case that recently got resolved with Jefferson County would open the door for the county to potentially be an additional funder, which that would be important as well. But I think this is going to be a project where you see multiple entities come together.
Well, one other question before we leave this, and that's the issue of Major League Sports. What is the feeling about could Birmingham land some kind of major league sports team?
Well, anytime you talk about facilities, that always comes up. And it's come up a little bit here. I think Mayor Bell recently said, you know, they've put out feelers to some sports leagues about what would Birmingham need to do to get a team. And expert told us that's a good thing for a community to be doing. It's smart to at least find out kind of where you stand and see if it's a realistic possibility. That being said, those same experts said, you know, Birmingham should not approach this facility question with the primary driver being, we're going to make this decision in hopes of landing a team. They said that's a very risky proposition because right now in the pro sports landscape, host cities of current teams are using cities that have kind of vacant new structure sitting empty as leverage just to get a better deal for their host cities. And just looking at the kind of pro sports landscape right now, there's not a lot of options where you're looking there and say, yeah, that's a team that can move to Birmingham or that's a league that's going to expand.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.